The veto overrides moved swiftly through the House, with one item after another getting overturned. Most of what the House retained dealt with Medicaid, such as legislative approval for funding changes, seeking more flexibility on charging premiums and enrollment, and increasing a tax on health insurance to generate local revenue. Republican House Finance Chair Ryan Smith of Bidwell believes these overrides display an important function of the legislature.
It's not about winning and losing today. It's about exercising the checks and balances that government has. It's also about giving a voice to the people.
These 11 overrides would have to pass the Senate in order to become law. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.